Some of the most profound truths in this world can sound a bit, odd when you first hear them, especially when Jesus speaks them. When you read about Jesus' life on this earth, his public ministry, in one of those gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, the thing that strikes you is that he was coming from a completely different place, a completely different perspective, if you will. And that upset a whole bunch of people. It was the profoundly countercultural nature of what Jesus said and did that ultimately got him crucified. It upset the entrenched, comfortable religious leaders of the day so much that they conspired to kill him. So sometimes when words roll off his tongue, they come across sounding odd, confusing, like this one, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." If I were to ask you, would you like to be poor in spirit? What would your answer be? Yeah, I thought so. On the surface of things, it doesn't sound like a place where you really want to be. We want to be happy and successful and confident and living on easy street, as it were. Poor in spirit? No thank you. But let's go back to what Jesus said there for a minute. Blessed are the totally spiritually bankrupt, because they're the ones who own the kingdom of heaven. Really? On a different day, Jesus explained himself. He told a story, a parable, about two men who went up to the temple to pray. One of them was a self-righteous religious leader who prayed along these lines. Luke chapter 18, verses 11 and 12. "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, like thieves and rogues and adulterers, or even like this tax collector over there. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." The other was that tax collector, an outcast reviled by his fellow Jews for colluding with the occupying Romans and extorting his own people through unjust taxes. Luke chapter 18, verse 13. "But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' And yet Jesus said of the second man in verse 14, 'I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted.'" Humbling yourself, admitting to yourself and to God that you're a sinner, recognizing your own deep spiritual poverty before God, asking for God's forgiveness, that's where the blessing is. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That's God's word, fresh for you today.